You are listening to the Experience Points podcast for the week of June 7th, 2016, and today we hunt the cheaters.
We're coming for you. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Experience Points podcast. My name is Scott Juster.
I'm George Obor.
We are the co-creators of ExperiencePoints.net. It is a serious but not humorless conversation about video games. I'd like to say, for the record, we're clean.
We are.
We're clean.
Mm-hmm. I'm drug-free.
Yeah. Well, I didn't say that. I mean, like, when it comes to esports, though.
Yes.
Pure as the driven snow.
Is how I like my cocaine.
Well, I'm playing esports. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk a little bit about cheating in this episode, inspired partly by Blizzard just laying the ban hammer down on over 1,000 people for cheating and launching a massive legal campaign against people who are selling hacking software.
Yeah, this is legit, well, illegit cheating, yeah. I guess, right?
It's like, business cheating.
Well, this isn't just, oh, I'm going to get my game genie out or whatever, like the fun kind of cheating, you know?
Lighthearted cheating.
Or like looking up like pro strats, right? Like this is people paying good legal tender in exchange for the ability to do things you should not be able to do in-game. So, in the case of the most recent lawsuit that Blizzard filed...
The case of the cheating Overwatch.
So the Overwatch cheats. This German company called Bossland runs a variety of websites and services that sell... I find this so fucking weird. They sell like season passes, like monthly subscriptions... to cheat software. Most of them are bots, but one of them, for Overwatch in particular, lets you see where your enemies are in the map and shows you their health and their names.
Yeah.
Which is essentially a Widowmaker alt that you can have 24/7 at all times.
Let's talk about that specifically, though. How devastating, as a professional Overwatch player, as two professional Overwatch players, how devastating do you think that would be?
Insanely devastating. Yeah. I mean, insanely devastating. A Widowmaker alt and the Hanzo, I guess it's his like E or something.
Yeah, his little ping that you can do.
Those are really good, right? Yeah. Like, especially when you're talking about playing what is essentially like a defensive game, when you're in that defensive mode.
You're trying to figure out where people are.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you know, in a game with a lot of verticality as well, right? Like, you know that flanking is a serious strategy in Overwatch because there's a lot of like weird corridors that you can find in those games. The verticality that is given to you by somebody like Fair is huge, right? Even knowing what the team composition is as they come into the match is a big deal, right? Yeah. Those Widowmaker alts, they set up your sniper for getting kills when you know they're going to peek around a corner. They set up your Bastion to get kills when you know someone's going to come around the side of the building.
Or you just get to know that there's a Bastion hiding in that corner.
Yeah, like, exactly. Just see that, you know, simple fact of knowing like what you have to switch to. Yeah. That's devastating. So, yeah, this is a pretty fucking shitty hack. Like, cheat software.
Shows hostiles, names, looks like, etc.
Distance?
Like, yeah.
I don't know how useful that would be.
I mean...
Well, that's better than, I guess, the Widowmaker one. You can't really... Because they're sort of like outlined. And
yeah, red. I guess that's true. It's harder to know. But to me, I whenever I think of cheating, especially in a first-person shooter, I almost always think of like wall
assist.
Hacks. Yeah. Or like go through the wall or aim assist. But it's interesting to me that this is like a visual assist.
Yeah, you know? Definitely. I find it funny. I mean, now we're just on the general subject of cheats too. But it's interesting how important the concept of like serious cheats are in PC gaming.
Yeah.
To the point where I think that's probably one of the bigger reasons some people stopped playing PC games generally, right? And certainly specific games that became polluted or killed by the amount of cheaters.
Yeah.
How many games of Overwatch have you played so far where someone on your team or the enemy team accused somebody else of hacks?
Yeah.
Because I've been at least several where someone was like, oh, they're running an aim assist.
Yeah. I feel like I've seen a handful of those too, but I don't know how prevalent those things actually are in modern world.
Which
is weird because we just talked about Quake last week, and which is like, CS and Quake are like, when I think of aim assist, I think of like super Twitch-based
shooters.
Yeah.
But so I mean, Overwatch literally has an aimbot. His name is Torbjorn Turret, right? But the actual use of the number of people using aimbots is probably staggeringly low.
Like, I would imagine.
My guess is the number of times that people accuse someone of hacking far exceeds the number of times that they're correct in assuming someone is hacking.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think so, too.
But that perception, though, right? Like, that perception
is
huge.
That's the problem. Like, whatever that old phrase is, the perception of impropriety is impropriety.
Yes.
You know, it's once you have that seed in the community, the same thing happened with Titanfall, where, like, there were obviously cheaters happening in Titanfall, but, like, the minute that you know that, then you call into question every single game you ever play.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there could be someone, that person's probably just cheating.
Yep.
You know, that person's probably just, like, sniping me from halfway. That person may be actually really good, but they're also being hurt because the cheaters are devaluing their skill.
Oh, yeah,
you
absolutely.
Know?
That
sucks.
And there's also that concern of games like Dark Souls, where someone can create a broken weapon on their own, bring it into the game, drop it in multiplayer, you pick it up in multiplayer, a perfectly innocent person, no intention of cheating, and all of a sudden you're now soft banned for cheating because you're using an illegal weapon.
It's like when the police, you know, they find, like, oh yeah, actually this bike is stolen. Yeah, it's like, I just bought it from some guy.
Like, exactly, yeah. Like, that's my, that weed is not mine. Look, my best friend probably left that in the glove compartment.
He was rolling around.
I don't know what weed smells like.
What is this, the weed?
What is this, the weed?
Yeah, let's then talk about, let's talk about some of the things that they're doing to go after the cheaters.
Yes.
Maybe we'll start with, like, we'll start with, like, the heaviest thing, which is lawyering up.
Yes.
And filing in, you know, federal court or something.
Yes.
That to go after Bossland, which is, like, pretty hard because they're in Germany, so it feels like the long arm of the law is going to have a...
That's true,
...have a hard time getting over there.
I thought it was very interesting, though, that the CEO of Bossland... I don't know how many people work for Bossland.
I am Bossland.
The CEO, Mr. Boss.
Hey,
Boss.
Hey, the
Boss.
The
Boss. Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Big Boss. Big Bossland gave a statement that was like, oh, you know, we don't actually do any business in America, so this is legally not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that person entirely understands the legal agreements that the United States has made with a lot of other countries.
Fucking ask Kim.com how that worked out.
Exactly.
Like, I mean,
exactly. Like,
yeah.
And look, Germany is not even like those crazy liberal countries that don't want to extradite people, right? Like, Germany will fucking send you across the sea to face trial.
Obama and Merkel, cool.
Right. So, yeah, they're legit. Secondly, Blizzard is filing a lawsuit that is making a copyright claim. And I think one of the reasons they're making that copyright claim, beyond the sense of, like, oh, they just need, you know, you always need to protect copyright in order to maintain your copyright. I think it's because copyright law is actually one of the most legally protected laws across borders.
Yeah.
So if you're going to pursue someone and take a legal case against them that's in a different country, using copyright as your infraction to pursue
a good weapon.
Justice is, yeah, it's a great weapon. I mean, that is, if you're going to hit someone with an arm, the longest arm is the copyright
arm. It's the DMCA.
Yeah.
Which is frustrating because I feel like copyright is just a weird thing. Like, especially when you're talking about software where, like, are they just reverse engineering the software and making, like, what separates this from a mod?
Right.
You know?
I mean, that's
like, it's just a hard argument to make. Like,
well, I mean, there are people have taken legal action against modders before.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's generally really bad form.
Well,
it's a dick move.
And it is usually a copyright thing where it's like, hey, you put the Kool-Aid man in Skyrim, cut it out. Like,
totally. Yeah.
You know, it's not like it's like this is different because Blizzard is saying that it's causing irreparable damage to their game.
Yes.
And
although that's not the same thing as like. Again, it's weird that copyright is the angle, though.
Exactly, yeah.
Because where does a mod, essentially, right, as you say, become a recreation of your copyright?
Yeah.
I guess what you would argue is that this is damaging our copyright. Like,
yeah,
it's damaging our brand.
Exactly, right? Because it's, you know, the thing that it's doing to the community or the way that it's modifying the UI or that, like, something is happening. But, like, I feel like what's behind this and what we were talking about before the show is... What's behind this is actual real money because if you have esports involved, which there is a kind of nascent core of esports around Overwatch. If your game is cracked wide open out of the gate, that money is gone, because no one is going to want to play it anymore.
Yeah.
Like, StarCraft cheating is huge, right? Like,
a big deal?
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. If people are found out, that's...
They are hung in public. Like,
public execution. I mean, but, like, it's a huge thing. Like, they, you know, they are, like, forcefully kicked out.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not, like, it's something that is... it's something that compromises the integrity of the game. You know,
I mean, a good example, actually, would be recently... two South Korean players, professional players, accused another South Korean player, a young girl, for cheating, to having climbed the ranks. Now, it turns out she wasn't actually cheating, and those two professional players had to quit in shame because they're sexist professional players. But
how did they find that out, by the way?
They literally Blizzard invited her to an event to prove her skill, and she just fucking wrecked face.
Oh my
her
God.
Win rate is something stupid, like 79% or something like that. Anyway... The point is, though, is those professional players believed that already, this early in the game, hackers could tarnish the professional scene enough to accuse people and put their entire professional careers of Overwatch on the line for it.
Yeah.
That's serious business, right?
Yeah.
I mean, one of the legal documents or whatever says that they lost up to $10 million worth of money.
Mm-hmm.
I think you and I would both agree that that's probably on the small end of a sum for how much damage something like cheating in Overwatch could do. Like, that could be absolutely devastating.
Yeah. I wonder if there has been... Because to me, if you think about Overwatch and you think about, like, if you are the person who is managing the spreadsheet for Overwatch, like money in, money out, it will scare you in the long term to be like, uh-oh, we might not be able to turn this into an esport because people are cheating too much and they won't want to watch a tarnished game.
And not just that too, right? Like, the entire success of the competitive mode is built on the belief that your rank is accurate compared to other people. And as you climb that ladder, maybe you want to spend some money, you know, maybe you want to buy some skins.
But that's the other thing. If I was the money man, I would also be like, wait a second, why aren't these cheaters just trying to go after unlocking all the suits?
Oh, you mean why aren't they just cheating by unlocking all the in-game stuff?
Like, I mean, because that's also one of the ways that Blizzard makes money off of Overwatch, which is like microtransactions for stuff. And it's like, so is at that point, though, is that cheating or is that just stealing? Or is that reverse engineering because you're unlocking things that you probably had to download onto your hard drive anyway in an encrypted format, you know? Like,
I don't know.
You know, it's a hard thing.
That is a very different form of cheating.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, in a way, that's you're essentially stealing, right? You're unlocking all of this content that you would have had to earn another way. Although, I would argue that the more people who cheat in that way, the more indicative it is of a problem on your side of doling out those rewards at good enough intervals, right?
I mean, that's the Valve argument, which is like, if you make DRM sufficiently painless, no one will care.
Exactly, Now... the form of cheating that this takes, right?
This is like competitive cheating.
Yeah, it's not. Like, this isn't gold farming that the same boss land does for WoW or for other things, right? Yeah. Like, this is for people to. This is so bizarre that this even fucking exists.
Oh yeah,
because
yeah.
there wasn't even competitive ranking when this lawsuit was brought to
the
trial.
Psychology of it is crazy.
Right. So who exactly is this for? It's for people who want to say they're better than they are. Is it people who are malicious and want to break the game for other people?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it has to be a larger group of people who just like to cheat because it's like it's a power trip, right?
That's the thing that always fascinates me about cheating in low stakes situations.
Yeah.
Like if it was brought to bear that, okay, let's be real, folks. Every single professional athlete takes a lot of weird stuff in their body that is probably not allowed by the charter of their given sport.
Exactly. There's like animal growth hormone, chia seeds, whatever those are.
But I mean, like, but you get it. Like,
I get it. I see why you'd want to juice up.
If it came out tomorrow that LeBron James, not saying that he is. If it came out tomorrow that LeBron James
had been like snorting
was
zebra
like, yeah, exactly. Pelt. I rub, I rub powdered horse semen on my gums to like really just get amped.
Sure.
Like, You would know why, though, because he gets paid tens of millions of dollars to play.
Yes.
He has the kind of power and adoration of millions of people. He has a $1 billion contract with Nike. That is logical cheating.
Well, yeah, so this is perfect, right?
But this is like, what is this?
Well, no, because I think actually you point out exactly why it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the LeBron James case of dried horse semen, it's a risk and reward scenario, right?
Yeah.
Because if you can get away with it for a certain period of time, you stand to maintain or gain a certain level of income and skill, right? Like extend that legacy, upwards of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
If you get caught, you have to stop, and in all likelihood, you'll suffer a minor fee. Right?
Well, and also, you've already made those millions.
Exactly.
I guess the league could go after
maybe
you.
Maybe LeBron James is a bad example, because a lot of the juicing happens in like the smaller leagues. Right?
Yeah, or let's take the Olympics.
Sure.
Like, the Olympics is filthy. Yeah. Like, the entire Russian team got banned.
Full of horses. Yeah. So, that's another good example, right? Because the best thing that happens is you don't get caught and you get your golden once in a lifetime opportunity.
Mm.
The worst is that you get caught, you lose your opportunity, maybe you get fined, but you move on, right? The stakes there are in the net positive for cheating, right? Like in terms of like the sort of zero sum game, prisoner's dilemma.
You're probably not going to go to jail.
Yeah.
At worst, you'll lose, but you won't get
But look,
negative.
Let's be honest. If you're juicing, you're probably going to lose anyway. Maybe.
Every single person, though.
Okay, well, but okay. So to continue that logic, though, right? In the case of online video games, if you get caught, you're banned. Done. Whatever. Yeah. So what? You move on to another game. Like, it's completely anonymous.
But I feel like banning in video games is like... I guess it depends on what kind of ban. Because if you get banned... Like, if I got banned from Steam, that's hundreds of games.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm gone.
Yeah, you don't want to get banned from Steam. Yeah. That's a bad way. But Overwatch...
If I got banned from Overwatch, it's like, meh, okay, I could just start a new Battle.net thing.
Exactly.
Like,
you start a new Battle.net account, like you change your IP address, you're back in the game.
Yeah.
I mean, you were cheating already. It's not like you are super, you know, love the idea of... Mm. I mean, and what is also weird, though, is you do see a lot of people cheating, trying to get out of cheating. Of like, oh, it was this one-time thing, like, I'm so sorry, or whatever.
Or I've actually seen some interesting things for more subtle cheats, like small aim assists or like HUD elements or whatever, in things like Counter-Strike, where people actually do argue, this is not cheating. This is me
leveling the playing field?
No, this is me using a tool the same way that, like, if we created a new baseball glove that, like, was a bit stickier or a bit less friction, you know?
Sure.
Like, that's just a tool to help me play the game better. Like, there's like this, there's a subtle distinction between when something like flips over to cheating, which is why I find this map thing so interesting, because it's adding an element in. But what if you just used a mod? Like, what if you're playing Quake and it's like, oh yeah, I use this mod where like the backgrounds are darker and the enemies are brighter.
I mean, the issue is that's fine in non-competitive games.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I played WoW, I was using all sorts of third-party tools.
Mm-hmm.
And Blizzard was fine with it, right? They're not like, they don't care that I'm using something that will help me heal, because I'm not doing it in a way that is going to be diminishing the competitive experience for others.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if someone has to go and download something, like the lowest common denominator is someone who's 12 and it's like, oh, Battle.net, click, and they're playing the game. That's it, right? They're not downloading some third-party tool.
Yes.
They're not like going outside of the game space to modify their experience in any way.
Mm-hmm.
So anything outside of the game space, certainly in a competitive environment, has to be treated with a level of seriousness that is just above and beyond what you might see from other cases in non-competitive game space.
That's more, that's a unique thing about esports, actually, because there's less external inputs, I guess. Well, maybe not, actually. Now that I think about it, like, what if there's a mouse? Like, they probably don't let you use the turbo button or whatever on the Razer Naga. Like, I mean, just, you know, as there are...
What if you were like, I really want to control my Overwatch character in a competitive event with my full body, like full body, full motion, VR.
I need
or...
a leap motion.
Yeah. Like, I mean, what if you were like, you know what? I hacked this Nintendo Power Glove. Okay. I mean,
this is the best way when I do Hanzo's ultimate, which you go there?
You're just punching the air while saying Ryu Gawaga Teki. Yeah.
But I mean, there are very strict regulations for what kind of bat you can use in baseball or what type of tennis racket you can use in tennis.
As it should be in esports, right?
Like, but that's what I'm wondering. Like, I just don't know enough to be like, are there very strict regulations where you can use, these are the legal mice.
Yeah, I mean, the issue is that it depends on the sport. I know in something like Counter-Strike, a lot of those guys bring their own keyboards because they have their own special keyboard that they feel comfortable with it or whatever, which is fine. Whereas I'm pretty sure that in a lot of other games, League of Legends being one of them, like there are strict regulations on what type of keyboard you can use.
Yeah.
And for a lot of competitive events, it's standardized because everybody gets the same setup.
Mm. I mean, that's, to me, like, that's the thing where esports, in some aspects, you can actually keep a tighter hold on it because you can say, all right, it's time to get ready. We're just going to give you a PC and a fresh install of this game. So there's no agents running in the background. There's no it's easier because the entire game is contained in the executable. Whereas in like Deflategate with Tom Brady or whatever, like there's a million people that touch every aspect of the game.
Totally.
Whereas like in an esport, you can say like, here's just a sectioned off package of this game, and no one gets to touch it until we install it.
I mean, this is a good point, though, right? Like, and another reason why even companies that aren't Blizzard should care about Blizzard's lawsuit.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Because what, man, this is like, if we live in a world where it's very easy and pervasive to cheat in competitive games, the future of esports is completely called into question.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just because esports is something that it has high level competitive play. Even if esports athletes never are involved in any cheating scandal at all, so much of the entertainment and the attractiveness of esports is the aspirational goals of climbing the ladder, improving, gaining in skill like those individuals. And if it's relatively easy to create the feeling that hacking those games and cheating in those games is common, then it completely undermines those aspirational goals.
Why would you want to invest in that?
Yeah, like, because you can't measure it, right? And the worst is not knowing, right? Mm-hmm. To feel like, wow, did I die because that guy was just really good? Or did I die because he was running an aim assist bot? Mm-hmm. Like, that is so debilitating to an experience. And, you know, when I see, like, a report like this where the CEO of Bossland is like, haha, we got away. You're not gonna be able to catch us over here in Germany. Like, fuck that guy. Because, like, I care about this stuff a lot. And I get it. Like, some people just want to fun and want to have cheats or whatever. But it is, like, one of the most despicable things in my book.
Yeah. The psychology of it is just, like, really darkly fascinating to me. Like, because I get it if you're... I get it if you're becoming rich and famous off of it. Like, there's an incentive. Like,
right.
But if you're just a rant, like
some men just want to see the world burn.
That's the thing that makes me like argue with any type of economist out there, where it's like, nobody's rational, man. Like, people are just cheating in low stakes Overwatch games. Like, the world, the purge.
It's the fucking purge all over again.
Because, like, we looked at that forum post where they posted, like, those 1,500 people that had gotten banned or whatever. Yeah. And it's like,
yeah, so Blizzard basically publicly outed people who were using the software.
But, like, maybe is that the play? Like, just to shame people? Like, is that the only thing that people would...
You know, we see some companies take a softer approach, right? Like, I think Ubisoft and Rainbow Six, and this isn't the only company that does this, but they took cheaters and said, okay, you can still play the game, but now you're playing in an exclusively cheater lobby.
I love that, by the way.
You know,
because it's like Mutant League for people.
Yes, exactly. It's kind of like Escape from LA, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because
you're putting all these prisoners on an island. The problem is there's going to be some Snake Plissken guy who doesn't deserve to be there.
He busts him out.
Exactly. He doesn't deserve to be there. Now he has to find his way out. His brother borrowed his laptop. Now he finds himself in fucking Cheater Island. And everybody's wearing leather and riding motorcycles and like listening to fucking
'90s
hip hop.
Yeah, I watch or I play Overwatch with like spiky shoulder pads. Like,
the problem with that... So I used to be like you. I used to agree with this. But now, the more that I think about it, the more I feel like that's just rewarding those players by saying, yes, you can keep playing, but now you're now you're playing amongst other cheaters. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think that's punitive enough. Like,
I think you need to get harsher with that.
Fuck these guys, right? Like, to some extent, like, look, I think that you should be banned. I don't know. I gotta think about it. And I think it depends on a case-by-case basis.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
In something like Overwatch, my sense is like, no, don't let them keep playing. Like, ban them. Ban them again and again. Like, yes, this will be like the drug war all over again. We'll never win. It's just a constant like arms race.
But god damn it, I believe in it.
But god damn it, we need to chase down those drug cartels. No, I mean, maybe, you know, maybe that's maybe that's the savage battle that we're fated to wage forever, right?
Man.
Because...
the endless war?
Yeah, because you know what? Like, look, if I felt... if I was playing Overwatch and I was playing with a bunch of cheaters and then I saw that things were getting better, the cheaters were leaving, and I knew that they were getting banned, they weren't being allowed to be on Battle.net, the IPs were being blocked, whatever... I would feel better about that to some extent because we're not saying, oh, we're going to reward you by letting you play these other things, you know? And I think the public shaming thing, I mean, it's weird because it's just a Battle.net account. Like, who cares if John number 6125 was written in, like, a text?
Yeah.
But at least that's going a little bit towards the avenue of, well, look, we know that they're anonymous users. Maybe we can take out some of the anonymity that contributes towards people being general internet assholes by posting that list.
Yeah.
I mean, I think to some people it sounds like something petty, like that Blizzard would post these names. But I'm not so sure. You know, if you were looking at this list and you saw, like, Shen number whatever,
I'm like, oh no,
like, oh fuck, this George cheating, maybe it would make me feel bad, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, it depends on, it makes the assumption that one of the reason these people are cheating is to, like, look cool in front of people.
Yeah.
And this is, like, a way of undercutting that.
Yes.
But it also depends on, like, just how big their community is. Like, if you have no one to be shamed in front of, is it really shameful?
That's true.
You
know? Yeah, like, that's true. But I mean, if we want to get to a point too where people are changing their behavior, right, and, like, getting back and finding honor in games, in competitive games in particular, then we need to remove some of that anonymity, because the only way for you to, you know, feel the social pressure of blame, right, and feeling like you need to attune for that, is by being public about it, right?
So basically we need to inject their Overwatch game with, like, a little thing that follows or behind them saying, shame,
fucking shame, dox these assholes. That's release all information. No.
How about this theory? We put them in on Cheater Island.
Okay.
Blizzard studies that island to learn new and innovative ways of, like, how people cheat and ways of detecting it when it happens on non-cheater island.
Yeah.
And then if they want to atone for their sins, they have to spend a certain amount of time in Cheater Island
not cheating.
God, that'd and be... just getting pounded, like just,
yeah, that would be miserable.
Ruined every match, just automatic aimbots killing
and
them.
You know, they would make forums that are like, no cheaters please, like, we're just trying to reform.
Yeah, and then... exactly. They would be like the, you know, it'd be like some weird cult inside of Cheater Island.
Yeah.
Waiting for their ascension
but
back to
them. But
then
cheaters would go in and be like, haha, like, this is it all over again.
I mean...
which is actually, that is very much Escape from LA.
Yeah. I mean, style. I'm just saying we could use them as a research subject.
Yes.
To then...
I'm okay with this idea.
Help the broader community, like, oh my God, we've created hyper cheating. Like, you know, like, we must contain this.
Well, but conversely, what if by being on an island... they start working together, devising even crueler, like, even crueler methods of malicious cheats.
Actually, you know what? I just found a terrible loophole in this plan. What if they compromise someone on the outside? Then they're, like, secretly feeding
false information,
hyper-cheating to someone on the outside.
Yeah.
Like, they've created some, like, new secret hyper-cheating, and it's like, okay.
I'm pretty sure this is the plot to 12 Monkeys.
But, I mean, like, the more we think about it, the more, like, this is an impossible battle.
It isn't. I don't know what, like, the answer is. Yeah.
But I mean, I really do think that, like...
suing a German company is step one, I think.
But, I mean, like, it is clear why Blizzard is just throwing everything at the wall. All right, we're going to sue them. We're going to shame them. We're going to ban them. We're going to, like, quarantine them. We're just going to see if any of this stuff works.
Why do you think that, and maybe there is, and I just don't know about it, but why do you think there hasn't been a concerted, like, unionized effort between competitive game companies to be more aggressive legally?
That's really interesting.
Because, you know, it's not just Blizzard, right? Like, there are companies...
Well, plus Blizzard Activision, they have Call of Duty and all this shit to
There are
think
also
about,
companies in Germany that make competitive games that have an incentive to shut people like these down that maybe would have an easier time using German law, right? Like,
do you think there's some really, like, sleazy, like, hey, well, you know, if Overwatch falls for cheating, I mean, that's one more, you know, that's one more notch in the belt of Paragon.
Well, see,
you
now
know,
we're,
like,
talking about, like, corporate espionage.
I know,
like,
that's what I
these,
mean.
What if Boss Land... Shit. Oh, shit. What if Boss Land is actually, like, the secret identity of fucking...
What was that one? Paragon? Was that the one that no one likes? Yeah.
I'm not saying that this is real. I'm just saying, follow the money.
I'm not saying that LeBron James works for Paragon. I'm just asking questions.
I'm just asking questions. I'm just asking questions. Follow the money.
Fuck. It stresses me out to know that there are probably people who work at Blizzard whose most of their job is this.
Dude, more power every day. To them. If you're hiring Blizzard and you need somebody on your side to like hunt down, like go to, look, I will fly.
You're a bounty hunter?
Fucking, oh, hey, babe, I'm going to have to miss Christmas this year. I'm flying to Berlin to fucking to stalk people and kidnap Mr. Bossland.
You ever seen that movie about Renditions? Yeah, that's going to be
it's
me.
Basically,
I'm
going
to put a hood in front of someone's like, exactly. And drag them off to
it's
it.
It's like the fucking, it's like The Departed for esports.
Oh, fuck. All right. Well, before we incriminate ourselves too much, we will leave it there and say experiencepoints@gmail.com is our email address.
And experiencepoints.net is our cheat-free zone.
No cheats.
No cheats. Come on by. Leave us a star rating.
Yeah.
None of those are views on iTunes and Stitcher, by the way.
No bots.
We didn't write those ourselves. Those are our lovely fans. So please... go give us a rating.
Yep. All right. Until next time, everyone, thank you for listening. We will talk to you soon.
Ciao. Every time we disagree, there's a place you go to.